My sermon title tonight is titled, Who Am I? I'm going to start out with a story of a young girl named Casey. She's just looking through her TikTok and comes across her feed is this person, this girl. But is it a girl? The person is having so much fun, yet he has decided that he shouldn't be a he anymore, but he should be a she. This person made the decision that the body he was born in was supposed to be a woman's body instead. As Casey looks at this person with their long hair and their makeup and the long nails, she thinks, maybe this is the way it's supposed to be. I know I don't like the way my body looks. I don't like the way other people look at me. Maybe it would be easier. Maybe it would be better for me to be a male instead of a female. This is the way I can be accepted. You see, Casey has been bullied and mistreated by the other teens in her school. She wants to be accepted and is struggling with her identity. Maybe if she can change that, it would all get better. What she doesn't realize is that she has everything she needs to be what God wants her to be. See, Casey and a bunch of other teens have struggled with this same problem, who am I? They see people that appear to be so happy online, everyone celebrates them. One person wants to be a girl, the other person wants to be a boy. Now they see the other person who wants to be non-binary because they want it to be any way they desire. The issue that this is contrary to what God designed. Not only does it go against basic science, it goes against creation and the God who created it. Number one, God created humans in his image. Genesis 1:27 says, so God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God, he created them male and female. He created them. You don't have to change your body. You don't have to change your speech, where you live, or how you sound. God created each and every one of us in his image. Are you rich or poor? Is your speech perfect or do you stutter? It doesn't matter because you were made by God. Your identity should be in him, not superficial qualities. You see, humanity was created perfect, but then sin came along and changed it all. Number two, our identity was changed because of sin. Romans 5:12 says, when Adam sinned, sin entered the world. Adam's sin brought death, so death spread to everyone, for everyone sinned. After Adam sinned, we no longer have the image of God. We put on the image of the evil one because we sinned. The evil is our new image. We see this today because we have an identity problem in this world. Nobody knows what's real. Everything we see is fake. Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, the list goes on. All these social media sites make our minds believe that people are just having the greatest life. Or if you don't, they make us think that people have no problems. But if we do have problems, everybody is watching us and judging us. How can we change if we don't understand what the problem is? Sin. It changed everything, and every person has to realize their identity changed because they were born into sin. Psalms 51:5 says, for I was born a sinner, yes, from the moment my mother conceived me. And Romans 3:23 says, for everyone has sinned, we all fall short of God's glorious standard. Number three, salvation changes our identity. The only way to find true peace is to find our true identity in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. 2 Corinthians 5:16 and 17 says, "So we have stopped evaluating others from a human point of view. At one time we thought of Christ merely from a human point of view. How differently we know him now. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone, the new life has begun." We must not evaluate ourselves through the lens of the world, but through the scripture. When we come to Christ, we are changed. Scripture says that he gives us life and life more abundant. Through him, we have peace that surpasses all understanding. If we are given over, if we have given over our desires to the Lord, he now has become our Father. You might not know your earthly father or not have a good relationship with him, or he might be abusive, or he might ignore you. The amazing thing is we have the best father, and he's God. He has the best interest in mind and created you to be his child. When we come to salvation, we are adopted into his family through the sacrifice Jesus made on the cross. Today, are you struggling with the question, who am I? If so, look to Jesus, who will say to you, Matthew 11:28, "Come to me, all who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." And Matthew 28:20 says, "I am with you always, even to the end of the age." If you give your life to Jesus, who are you? You are a child of God, and he loves you no matter what. Come to Jesus today, and he will change your life forever.